Sweet faced Jenny received a guinea, but she lost her maidenhead just at that time. But the golden guinea bright was so pleasant to her sight that she accounted the sin no crime, saying, "Mother, the wanton I played, but for the same I have been well paid. I had gold and treasure besides the pleasure. 'Tis better for me than the spinning trade. 'Twas a squire that did admire the beautiful charms of your daughter," she cried. "And among the cocks of hay, there we did both sport and play. What he required, I ne'er denied. Mother, sure you will not be concerned that I my money I so soon have earned. I leave off this spinning of woolen and linen and follow the trade I have now learned." Then her mother, above all others, straight told her she was a young harlot indeed. Likewise in a rage she said, "You have lost your maidenhead. Who shall maintain your young bastard breed?" She replied to her mother again, "You have no reason for to complain. By my endeavor I labor ever myself like a lady here to maintain. I but daughter you'll find hereafter by young men and lasses you will be reviled. Thomas, Harry, Sue, and Nell, when they see your belly swell, and you no father have for your child, Susan, Nancy, nay, Bridget, and Pris, they'll all cry out, 'You have done amiss. It is not a guinea. My daughter Jenny can never repair such a breach as this. I'll ne'er fear it, whoe'er comes near it shall give me the money before they begin. Then I never shall be poor, but have gold and silver store. Whoever loses, I'm sure to win. The young squire will come every day, but for his pastime will freely pay. My spinning and carding is not worth a farthing. I'll fling both my rock and my reel away. Virgin treasure I'll use at pleasure. Why should not young lasses make use of their own? I have been tormented sore 17 long years and more while I was forced to lie alone. Now I'm beloved by the squire in the town, who is a person of high renown. Therefore I'm a lady, methinks, already, although I am clothed in a russet gown. Won't it grieve you if he should leave you? Come tell me, dear daughter," her mother replied. "When your coats too short are grown, you may lie and make your moan. Mother, I pray now forbear to chide. If at length I should happen to breed, I'll hasten to my old love with speed. The miller, young Harry, with him I'll marry. He'll serve for a cloak in the time of need."